this week, but obviously you guys have been through Miami, two undefeated teams. Just wondering the expectations going into this match.
Hopefully it's going to be a good game and a lot of fun.
What have you kind of learned from Miami, facing them last season? You faced them three times throughout.
Mm-hmm. They're a super direct team in some ways that they tend to play open games, I would say. And obviously we want to play the game in our way and hopefully not get an as open game as what they sometimes play.
You kind of mentioned it's good a game, you're hoping for a good game. How does kind of this, the, I don't want to say, but like just Miami's team, such a known team with the players that they have, how does it kind of, does it raise the stakes at all for the game for you guys?
I mean, it's always fun to play against great players, and Miami have great players too. So, yeah, I'm super excited for the game, of course.
Multi, on Sunday, I couldn't help but notice that goal by St. Louis kind of put Columbus in this swell of emotional away energy that you guys had to manage. I felt like it was like the most emotional moment for a host team other than Columbus that I can remember even into last year. Did you feel that emotional energy, and how did you guys ground yourselves and just return to the mission that you were assigned to?
Like that they were emotional or we were emotional?
You know, St. Louis was emotional. I mean, they scored that goal in the 6 minutes.
Yeah, okay,
I get it. But you can't beat Columbus on emotion. You have to beat Columbus with tactics. You have to beat them with strategy, right?
Yes, hopefully. I think we managed that very well. As you said, there was some crowd emotions for them, but we managed to stay in our lane and focus on what we have to do and not get stressed about it or like get too emotionally like get thrown off by the game. We managed to stay focused on what we have to do, and we managed to get back in the game, and which is great.
Molly, you guys have conceded the first goal a couple of times this year, but the end result was the win. Can you just talk about not conceding a goal against, you know, Inter Miami with all their stars? You know, how hard it is to not concede that first goal against them in the first.
I mean, I don't think it's harder in the 15 first minutes, but I think we're, and I don't know what's going to happen. I think we've shown that if worst case scenario happens, that we start the game by going down, or somehow we go down in the game, that we're able to come back, which is the main thing. Now, do we get a better start and we get up first, then it's even better. But we're able to handle both scenarios.
And you guys sort of see it like chip on the shoulder after losing the last year in October, when you guys still had a chance for the supporter shield, using that as like a sort of a chip, like, you know, now it's 2-1 beatings going into a big matchup.
Last year is last year. Obviously, when you lose games to specific teams, you want to beat them next time. You want revenge. That goes for Miami. That goes for all other teams. So last year, put aside, we want to win this game no matter what. But knowing that we lost other games to them, doesn't matter if it's Miami or someone else, we want to win next game, of course.
And it's been a lot of analysts around the league have said that, you know, Columbus is the most entertaining and the most consistent team right now. Can you just talk about the standard that coach has instilled in the team?
Yes, we want to improve every day. It's very simple, and that goes for us being on the training field, on the stadiums playing games, us being in the gym working out, and that is the standard that we have, and all of us wants to help improve that environment.
You guys go end up playing in the home of the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. Big stage. What's your take?
It's going to be interesting. I hope that there's going to be a lot of fans to create a great environment. We'll do everything we can to create a good game, and then we see what happens. I'm super excited. I don't know, actually. I haven't played there before, so I don't know if it's difficult. But it's going to be different than playing here or knowing what to expect, but that can also be a good thing, that we don't know what to expect. We're going to be there the day before. I'm sure we'll see the field and feel how it is. So it's going to be interesting. Playing on different sports stadiums is not something that's new to us. We've done that in other clubs or other cities. So, yeah, let's see. It's going to be interesting. I don't know if it's going to be difficult because I don't know, but maybe it can be very good for us too.
Anybody else? As a defensive unit, seeing Steve get that goal going into halftime, how big was that as a defensive?
Oh, you love to see it, and you love to see defenders able to help the team in attacking ways too. That's how we go about things. Attackers help us defend. We try to help them attack. Thank you. Great.